The U.S. Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey is out, and it is painting a troubling picture of the growing percentage of Americans living in poverty. Overall, the survey shows poverty deepening in nearly every U.S. community, with a growing number of children falling into deep poverty. Cecilia Zalkind is Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. Speaking with WBAI's Jose Santiago, Zalkind described how children fared in the Garden State.
The new census data just came out today. This is the American Community Survey that takes a deeper look at what's happening to individuals, but for our purposes, to children and families in our state and across the country. Mm-hmm. And in New Jersey, I think the data is very, very alarming that we are seeing that 1 in 3 children live in low-income families in New Jersey who are struggling to make ends meet. Over 600,000 children are living in households where their families earn less than 200% of the federal poverty level, which is $44,000 a year for a family of four. And that number's risen dramatically since 2007.
Would you have some specific numbers on how much it's risen?
Yes, it's risen 18% since 2007. Now, this is the number of children living in low-income families, which means 100,000 more children living in families earning below $44,000 a year for a family of four. That's alarming. I think it shows that families are continuing to struggle to work, make ends meet, put food on the table. I think the other part of this data that was even more alarming is looking at the other end of the poverty spectrum, which are children living in extreme poverty. Mm-hmm. Families that are earning half the federal poverty level, which is $11,175 for a family of four. So that percentage grew to 28%.
Wow.
We have 141,000 children in New Jersey living in extreme poverty.
Mm-hmm. Now, I see where you also have analyzed the data in regard to young adults as well.
Yes, I think that's some new data that's been included in this year's census survey, and I think that's a critical issue. It looks at youth aged 18 to 24, so these are kids in early adulthood who are for the first time out on their own. 15% of youth age 18 to 24 live in poverty. That has grown from 12% in 2007, and over 100,000, almost 105,000 young people living in poverty.
Wow. Now, I see also where you have put together something called the What About Kids campaign. Can you tell us what that effort's about?
Yes. Well, as you know, there's a presidential election this year, and in New Jersey we have congressional races, and that includes also a Senate race. We think the candidates need to focus on children's issues, and while there's a lot of generalities and a lot of people talking about children are our future, there are not many specifics on what that means. And we think this is the time to ask candidates, what about the kids? What are your plans to address the critical issues affecting children and families today? When I look at these poverty numbers, it says to me that we have too many children who are living in unstable housing conditions, may not have enough food to eat, are living with families struggling to make ends meet. That affects every aspect of their lives. What can we do to help change that? What are the candidates doing to address those needs of children right now? They are our future, as the candidates say, but how are we going to address these problems right now?
Any specific areas that you'd like to see the candidates speaking about?
Well, I think we have to continue to look at the basics, like child nutrition. Are we making sure that those programs that assist low-income families with food, like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, the school meals programs, that they remain in place and that children who are eligible actually get those services? I think that would be critical. And second is work. What are we doing to ensure that families have jobs? And what supports are there to make sure that they can work? This year, we've looked a lot at child care, and the number of families who are eligible for child care assistance because they earn so little, but that there's not enough funding to provide those child care vouchers to them. Child care assistance, I think, is a critical issue we'd like the candidates to look at. And finally, what are their specific plans for youth 18 to to 24, as we see in the census data, who are out of high school, who are unemployed, who are not able to go to college for a variety of reasons. What are the plans to make sure those young people are engaged in the workforce, in higher education, so they don't begin a lifetime of dependence?
I think a lot of people might, I don't know how else to put it, but fall back on the excuse that the economy is bad, and that as things improve, if they do improve, that a lot of these issues will be solved. Is this a question of the overall economy, or is it a matter of political will?
I think it's both. I think it really is both. Certainly the economy has an impact. It's had an impact on everyone in every economic level. I think what we're seeing in this data, and 3 years in a row of increasing child poverty, is that families at the lower end of the income level struggle more. They're not the ones that have full-time jobs, that have permanent jobs. They tend to move from job to job. I think unemployment affects them harder. So it's not just a question of the economy. It's how do we ensure that this group of people who are hardest hit are helped.
Cecilia Zalkind is the Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey. She was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.